You're listening to SBS News.
At least 140 cases of monkeypox, or MPX, have been recorded in Australia since May. The vast majority have been in Victoria and New South Wales. Declared a communicable disease of national significance by the country's chief health officer in July, efforts to stop the spread of the virus have focused on immunisation. Since the first MPX vaccines arrived in Australia in August, at least 33,000 doses have been administered. The Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations says the rollout so far has been a success story, in part due to the trust and rapport established between sexual health centres and at-risk communities, gay or bisexual men. Globally, around 98% of the cases recorded have been among men who have sex with men. The Federation's deputy CEO, Heath Painter, says at the outset, health advocates were very aware of the need to avoid stigmatising the community or the disease, recognising that it could prevent people seeking help.
The balance we've had to straddle is avoiding the disease or the virus being framed as a gay disease, because it's not. Anyone can get monkeypox. It's just that the current transmission pathway or the transmission dynamics mean that the virus is being transmitted through interconnected networks of gay and bisexual men. And so the challenge has been to manage that tension. And I think we've been able to do that and do it successfully.
He says high levels of health literacy in the target population means people have been happy to get the vaccine.
People living with HIV take treatment every day, and many gay men take a pill once a day to prevent HIV infection, and that's known as HIV PrEP. And so this is the same demographic. We expected this community to take that level of trust that they have in HIV medication into a new threat like monkeypox, and they've done that. And we have not seen any evidence or even anecdotes of vaccine hesitancy. And we haven't heard of any vials or doses going to waste.
The Australasian Society for HIV, Viral Hepatitis and Sexual Health Medicine, known as ASHM, is the main organisation representing the sexual health workforce in Australia and New Zealand. Vincent Cornelius is a clinical advisor there. He says Australia's various health jurisdictions initially focused on delivering a single dose of the vaccine to people at risk. But he says two doses spaced at least 28 days apart are needed to give lifelong protection.
Given sufficient time, people will develop a degree of immunity from a single dose. So the focus was very much from trying to get as many single doses into arms of people who might be at risk of monkeypox. But now with these increased vaccine deliveries, we should have more than enough doses to give people two doses of vaccine.
He says a change in the way the vaccine is administered means multiple doses can now be drawn from one vial.
We've switched from subcutaneous dosing to intradermal dosing. What that means is that we can deliver with one vial of vaccine, which normally would go to one person. We now can use much smaller volumes, so we can vaccinate five people from one vial with the same level of immune protection against monkeypox.
The Thorn Harbour Health Clinic in Melbourne has so far delivered 5,700 vaccine doses. The clinic's Caleb Hawke says that's largely due to the work of volunteers.
We actually had volunteers step up in a massive way to actually create a hotline. So people go to the Thorn Harbour website and go to our monkeypox page. You can register your name on an expression of interest, and then we would send out basically an SMS to people on that list. And then we had a hotline of volunteers that were working 3 days a week to kind of get people slotted in for appointments. And that's been a remarkable system, but only been possible with that workforce of volunteers.
Mr. Hawke says there'll be an elevated risk of outbreaks during the Australian summer when people get together for events including Christmas and World Pride.
I don't think we're out of the woods yet. We still need to see the rollout of second doses. And we're also coming out of winter. And as we kind of go into the, you know, festival season and whatnot, we could see an increase in cases.
Mr. Hawke remains cautiously optimistic, though, that the early success of the monkeypox vaccine rollout can be maintained.
We've had a really amazing initial response with regard to vaccination uptake. I think we just need to follow through and make sure that we see those cases plateau. And, you know, hopefully as those numbers go down overseas, the risk to us will be lower as well.
Heath Painter from the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations expects the country's vaccine supply to run out in the next couple of weeks.
But we understand that the second tranche of vaccines which the Australian government's ordered, which is substantial, 78,000, will arrive, and we will distribute those across each state and territory, so that really hopefully by Christmas, everyone who is eligible for a vaccine should at least have had one, and then shortly after Christmas be able to get their second one.
A further 300,000 vaccine doses will arrive in Australia next year. Reflecting on the outbreak, Vincent Cornelius believes the global health sector missed an opportunity to stamp out monkeypox. The virus was declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization in May, but Mr. Cornelius points out it had been circulating in Central and Western Africa for years before that, despite the existence of an effective vaccine.
This really goes to illustrate that infectious diseases are not a local issue. Infectious diseases are a global issue. And as a global health sector, we really need to make sure that we assist all countries, regardless of their levels of resourcing, in addressing infectious diseases, because otherwise it will just come to bite us.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.